Loyalist Township's multi-year accessibility plan for 2024 to 2028 has been approved. Council received and approved the plan at their final meeting of the year on December 11th. The plan is based on the 5 standards of the Integrated Accessibility Standards Regulation. These standards are information and communications, employment, transportation, design of public spaces, and customer service. Staff noted in the report that the goal of the plan is to identify, remove, and prevent barriers to people with disabilities. Members of the public were consulted through a survey that was available online and at township office locations from October 31st to November 10th. A total of 14 online responses were received, and the comments were reviewed by the township's internal accessibility working group. The plan was received by the Joint Accessibility Advisory Committee in October, and suggestions from the public were incorporated into the draft plan where applicable. Staff noted the plan was created using the responses gathered through the survey, responses received from their internal working group, and the Lennox and Addington Accessibility Advisory Committee. The plan outlines some key actions for the township for 2024 to 2028. These include an update to the accessible customer service policy, closed captioning for virtual council and committee meetings, a map of accessible locations in the township, accessible tours of township locations and facilities, training for new employees on the Integrated Accessibility Standards Regulation and the Ontario Human Rights Code, an upgrade of bus stops in the area, and a pilot program for accessible taxis on Route 10 in Amherst View. Councillor Paul Proderick noted he liked the layout of the new accessibility plan.
I like the idea of a more concise presentation of the document for residents because, let's face it, many people aren't going to read through.
Development Services Manager with the Economic Growth and Community Development Services Department, Andrea Furness, explains staff accessibility training.
That is part of the onboarding process with new staff. New employees do have to do their training through for AODA and customer service and through the human rights as well. So that is, but we want to do some refresher training. We think it's really important for employees who have been here a while to be refreshed on that and any new legislation. And we think it's really important to roll that out. But yes, even our volunteers have to be trained on AODA.
Furness noted how ongoing planning for sidewalks in the township ties into the accessibility plan.
Part of the work that is being done in Economic Growth and Community Development Services is the updating of our design guidelines, which will include a nod to the accessibility requirements there.
Deputy Clerk Angelique Cardinal describes the township's design standards for the new sidewalks.
It's in part of one of the goals or key actions that we do have in the next 4 years is to come up with a similar plan as some of the other larger cities have, like City of Kingston, City of London, for the design standards. So we would like to create something like that and then bring it forward for review. But we will be working on that in the next couple of years. It's in our key action items.
Councillor Carol Parks mentions the work that went into creating the plan and notes her excitement for the future.
All the work on this, I'm sure it took a lot of time and a lot of effort to put this in. And we'll be watching to see new developments as they come forward.
Staff noted in their report that there will be continuous review of the multi-year accessibility plan, and an annual report will be prepared for council to identify progress of the plan's implementation, accomplishments, and achievements. Compliance reports will also be submitted annually to the province of Ontario. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.